Dress for Success is a worldwide nonprofit organization that aims to empower women to achieve economic independence by providing them with various programs and services to help them thrive in the workforce. The pandemic has taken a toll on Canadians, with women, low-income, and racialized communities being hit the hardest. Here is Executive Director of Dress for Success Ottawa, Mary Tersini Paltrinieri, speaking on the barriers faced by these women during the pandemic.
All of the work that we do has always been very open to anyone that identifies as being a woman is welcome in our space. And so we were already working with a lot of more racialized groups as well. While we were starting to get slow data coming in about the types of jobs that were being hardest hit and the industries that people were feeling that were going to be the longest hit as well, we were already seeing that reflected in our clients. So by April last year, we had a pretty good sense that this pandemic was going to be disproportionately impacting women just from information that we were receiving from our clients. I mean, at one point, probably early April last year, there was over like 60% of our clients who are unemployed. Women come with their own host of barriers, right? Women tend to be the ones that are shouldering the majority of the house and family care burdens on top of being able to try and put themselves first and find their own careers. And that's hard as somebody that's either their sole breadwinner or the main caregiver for either children or other family members. It's hard to be able to find the time and the space to put yourself first and put your career first. And that's always one of the biggest barriers for women. And that's our clients, but also every woman, right? And that's part of the reason why the pandemic has been so disproportionately hard for women across all ages and races and socioeconomic positions. Women are fighting ageism, women are fighting sexism, women are fighting racism constantly. Every woman that comes to us has some barrier of some sort that we help to break down for them and help to get them on their way. The people that come to us are people that just don't have the support system in place like some other members of our community. And I myself included, feel very lucky to have had a privileged upbringing where I had a supportive family, I had supportive teachers and friends, and I was given from a very young age a lot of opportunity to be able to learn how to succeed and being able to be put in those positions where I could succeed. For many of the people that we work with, they have just never been given that opportunity. And so working with us, an organization that very much focuses on women specifically and the barriers that women face, it's something that many of our clients haven't had before. Just having someone tell them that you can do this, you're enough, we can provide you with all the extra skills and tools that you need, but you already are enough and we believe in you. And that's one of the biggest things. The underlying theme through every single program and through every single interaction with our clients is helping to instill a sense of confidence in them that either might have been lost or that might have never been there. And it's constant work to build up one's confidence, and that's what we most believe in. A woman has to be provided with confidence to feel empowered, to know that they can do it, and to know that they can get whatever job it is that they want. It might take some work, but we're here to support them, and that's the most important thing, I think. The employment stats are still what they are, and that's probably one of the biggest barriers. Secondly, I guess I would say it's the technology has become clear a barrier for many of the women that we work with. And it wasn't as clear to us as before the pandemic because many of our clients were, you know, either going to the library or going to resource centers to use computers and internet. And what we found out very quickly was that many of our clients don't have even a computer at home. They're working off of their smartphones mostly, and some of them don't have Wi-Fi at home. They're working off of data. So that limits your ability to really be able to engage and get help. How do you write a resume on a smartphone? It's very difficult. So we've been able to innovate that way and have volunteers that are, you know, either transcribing resumes on computers at home for these clients or what have you. But it's technology is definitely up there as one of the barriers. We run a campaign every year about International Women's Day. And so this year, our campaign is focusing on helping one woman start their journey with Dress for Success. So our International Women's Day ambassador this year, her name is Leah. She's a very strong woman. She has been a client of Dress for Success for several years now. When she first started with us, she was of an older age demographic. She was over 55, and she was finding it very difficult to find the career path that she wanted and to get a career that she wanted, because at that point in time, she was finding ageism was an issue for her, and that people were looking the other way because she didn't have all of the quote-unquote skills that younger demographics might have had. And so she really used all of our services and all of the opportunities given to her to be able to get back into the workforce and get on a career path. And so she's working in a career that she loves. She's a manager now as well. It really shows the determination and strive of women that we are working with, as well as their skill level. We envision a world where all women are empowered, regardless of their age, regardless of their race, their sex, their gender orientation. We envision a world where women are able to be at every table, are able to be leaders, are able to, you know, really have their voices heard, and everyone is given equal opportunities to be able to succeed. That's where we want to get to one day. And until we get there, our organization will be here to support women to continue to remove those barriers for them so that we can empower every single woman in our community.